Off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. And we, you will be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And holy, there's some really cute stuff on Facebook that I put up. And Nathan, if you haven't seen the Michael Jackson kitten, that's absolutely hysterical. It's one of the cutest little videos I've seen, and the way it's done. It's this little orange kitten, and it's really funny because it's a video of this orange kitten sitting on a counter or something, watching a video of Michael Jackson dancing and doing like the moonwalk, and then it shows this little kitten all puffed up and like doing it, and it's like he looks at him and then he copies it, and it's just hysterical.
Okay, I'm looking for that right now. I don't see the cat. See the one with the footage from the solar eclipse, and then the kind of the purple frogs.
Yeah, the blue frogs. It should be right above that.
I don't see it actually.
Huh.
One moment.
It's on my page. I'm looking right here. Did you refresh that page? It should be the. It's the first post. The frogs are two posts or three posts down. So that's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
So you're not getting it at all, huh?
On the Animal World page, maybe it went to your personal one.
Nope, it's on. I've got my page open right now.
Interesting.
Oh well, you're missing out if you can't see that Michael Jackson kitty. Nonetheless, anyway, everybody else should be. Hopefully, you'll all be able to see it. I don't know why Nathan's not able to pick it up in the studio, but it certainly is right there.
I'm not either.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's stuck in Facebook purgatory.
Huh. Let me. I'm going to refresh my page just to see what happens if I do that. Nope, it's still there. Huh. Isn't that, that's really weird.
You know, we are still in Mercury in retrograde.
Oh, is that the problem? Is Mercury in retrograde again?
And then we had this big, big conjunction with Taurus, in Taurus and Jupiter and Uranus. And it's been like, I've had emails that haven't gone through. I've had, just different things. Even though I work good in Mercury in retrograde, but there's this big stir up to find us blessings in our knowings of how to negotiate the world.
Yep. So let's see. Mercury went into retrograde on April 1st.
Yes. Yeah, so it'll be
and
coming out
direct
this next week.
On April 25th, it says here.
Yeah. And then we still have the 3 weeks of it walking it out.
Yeah. Oh, joy. Well, no wonder. So, okay. So Mercury in retrograde screwing up our Facebook page. And so anyway, that's the excuse, Nathan. Mercury's in retrograde. So I don't know why you can't see the Michael Jackson kitty, but Mercury must have something to do with it. So let's quit fooling around here. And how about
we're going to go to Mary in Shoreline, giving us a call on Animal World here. Colin back, following up from last week, actually. So welcome back to the show, Mary. You're live with Martha and Natasha this time.
Hey, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, one sec. All right, let's go ahead and bring Mary on now. You're live.
Hey, Mary. Welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, Martha.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. You know, we've had good results with just what we did with Dr. Nels and his sister, Linda. That was great.
Okay, let's time out for a minute because we got to catch Natasha up. Okay. Now Mary is the one that Tina referred me. Mary owns, has a consignment shop down in the Lake Forest Park area. And, she rescued or adopted, how old is Zena now?
She's three.
Three, Australian Shepherd Border Collie.
Yep. Yes.
Mix, looks like Border Collie, acts like Border Collie. Some, you know, typical issues for herding breed and so forth and barking reactivity and so forth. But she's extremely sensitive and had some traumas. It would be she was raised by a groomer in California. Is that where she came from, Mary?
Central Oregon.
Central Oregon, a groomer and the woman, and apparently was very close with that woman. But then the woman had a partner, a man, that seemed, we think, was very powerful and probably abusive to this dog. And Natasha's nodding her head, Mary.
Yeah.
All right. And then, Mary, remind us, how long have you had Zena?
So it was a year in March.
That's what I thought, just about a year. And during that time, she's been working on, you know, a lot of stuff, but she takes Zena with her to the shop, you know, to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, there was a little trauma. Well, it was a fairly big trauma. And Zena got herself caught up in a hand truck.
Yeah.
So anyway, major freak out and so forth.
Yeah.
And then with everything else going on, I've seen her, I've done the session, and Mary and her husband, great students, and Mary's just been doing really good. They called in last week, and Nels worked on Zena, and said there was a lot to work on, and it might take more than one session.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody talked to her about, she's a very aware dog.
Yeah, and Mary's got a good connection working on that. So, yeah, go ahead, Natasha.
Has anybody talked to her about where her last master went?
Oh, well, I tried to early on, you know.
Yeah, I would try again.
She did not understand. Like, if I brought up Dee Dee's name, she would go look for her. Like, they really loved Dee Dee.
Yeah, I picture her like she's passed on. I mean, and not necessarily in energy, but like have her like float away. Have her what's the word? Because when animals know when somebody has gone on, they have a floating away aspect.
Okay.
Is what I'm getting right now.
Okay.
So picture her like floating away.
Well, this
and
is
then
a,
have
the
her
soul
pick,
vibration
and then,
lifts out of the body, and the
yes,
angels,
exactly.
And the angels care, and so that would be a floating away type
so,
thing.
Yeah, so have her float away, and then have you come in and hold her energetically, like hug her, I'm here for you feeling, so that she gets the idea that this person there's a disconnect about what why. Where
she
is
understand.
She?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where is she? What I'm getting this angst about.
Yeah.
I don't understand. And And that's the thing about these herding animals is that they have usually one or two owner or owners that they attached to. And so unless that you have her move on, she won't accept fully the idea is what I'm getting. And I mean that with grace. So don't take those words exactly as I said them. But there's this disconnect that she feels like, where is she? So I would whenever you say Dee Dee's name, I would just say she's moved on. She's moved on. And when you picture Dee Dee moving her on to her greater good for language, so so that you're not like saying that she's passing on, but she's moving on to her greater good so that Dee Dee can have the energy of her moving her, whenever you're putting blessings out for Dee Dee, that they're moving on for her greater good.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I could really feel it. And then one of the affirmations that Nels came up with was devotion. And so I had a period of time where I just felt like Zena didn't even like me. And I tried to explain it to her, but like I was really having a hard time communicating with her. Like she was just that upset.
Exactly, because she's in grief and she's in the anger of grief. Okay, so this is the metaphor I'm going to use. Picture a child who's lost a parent. And then there's another person that comes in to take that parent's place, and that kid is very angry. Okay, so that's where
She's the angry kid.
she's the angry kid, but she's in grief, so that's going to ebb and flow into different negotiations. Nels can help with the grief, but grief is grief. And so, but animals, if you give them something, I'm sorry for your, I'm sorry. She's moved on. I'm sorry. And that's the thing is usually when an animal can smell the change happening, they get it. But she was taken away.
Right. And
She
the
didn't get
problem
the
with that,
closure.
Natasha, is that I drove down and took her.
Right. And we talked about that,
Yeah,
Mary.
Martha pointed that out. What, oh goodness.
Yeah,
And I
exactly.
also wanted where Mary, before I came and worked with them, Mary was already talking to Zena all the
Yes.
time. But then I taught her about the telepathic empathetic communication and how to use her imagination and the visualizing to go with what she was saying. Now, Mary, you told me afterwards that that made a big difference, that she
Yes.
seemed to be more tuning in. So I think you've got a good communication going now that you will be able to explain to her.
Okay.
And Mary, you can call me. We can talk in more detail after the show,
Okay.
off the air. But I think that's a big key, and I'm glad that Natasha, that you were able to pinpoint that we need to help Xena understand what the heck happened.
Exactly,
Because
that
she's
she
that
moved
ticked
on.
off little kid right now,
Yeah, and she
you
stands
know,
by
and you're
what?
not my mommy.
Yeah, she
Yeah.
totally acts like that, like refusing to eat, ignoring, I mean, slinky behavior. And I've had other dogs and I was ready to throw in the towel.
So what you can do with her is, you know how sometimes when you just need to be with someone, you just sit with them, you don't expect anything from them, you don't, that just, when she want when you have the food dish down, just sit with her. Just sit with her, and just say, I'm calm. We're calm. For lack of a word, what would you do with a kid who's in grief and in anger? Would you push yourself onto them or would you just be with them?
Yeah, I
Would
mean,
you walk with them?
I've definitely like backed off, but
Good.
I still didn't know, how to talk to her, how to like get through to her because she's pretty defended,
She is because that's part of her breeding and they're very smart. So if you can, whenever you see think of Dee Dee, put her off into going into her greater good. Going off into her greater good. You didn't know what happened after we drove off. Dee Dee floated away. So picture yourself driving off and then Dee Dee floating away.
Okay.
So that she gets that you took her before the floating away to Dee Dee's greater good.
Right. And, you know, Dee Dee did have health concerns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she went through it. So going into this, that it's that process. And so it's going to take a few moments, and I'm not going to put time on it, but it's going to take a few moments for her to trust that process and then start trusting you.
Okay.
That you were her savior, you were her pillow, you were her grace after the during that time of transition.
Okay.
And then let time happen. Don't give up hope. She will come around. She has to come around in her grief.
Yep.
She's still in anger, and grief has these moments where it's ebb and flow of anger, sadness, frustration, worry. I don't understand. I don't understand. You know,
yep.
And whatever angst is with that moment, and this can come around at any time. And a lot of times, these working breeds, if we treat them more like a younger child, mm-hmm. we will understand their mental state.
Okay, that totally makes sense. And just trying to unbraid all the facets of it, you know, has been, you know, a learning experience.
Okay, so let's, and I want to ask, so Natasha, looking at, you know, Zena with Mary overall, do you say the biggest issue is helping Zena understand and getting her through this anger and grief? Is that the biggest thing?
Yes, I'm getting the more that you use the same image, you driving away, and Dee Dee floating away to her greater good, that and then just staying calm, you know, giving her treats. It's kind of like that when you walk into a crate, sometimes you don't face a dog, you sit with a dog side to side,
right?
And
yeah, we
and
talked
so,
a lot about that.
Yes, yeah, so start picturing yourself side to side with her. So when you're walking with her side to side, you're supporting her. You're not trying to take over. You're not trying to be Dee Dee. You're trying to come in and be with her to be her new person.
Okay. That really
okay.
helps.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Mary, I would like to talk to you further, but, you know, we can't spend hours here, right? Or, you know, a lot of time right now because
right.
we got to get on with radio, but will you call me?
Okay.
Either, you know, after the show or tomorrow or something when you got a chance to talk. So, and then
Rescue
we can
Remedy.
Go.
Rescue Remedy.
Okay.
Rescue Remedy in her water.
Okay.
Or on her feet.
On feet.
Because Rescue Remedy can be helpful. I think I also showed you Jackson Galaxy.
Yeah,
essences.
And that one too. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Jackson's too. Okay. So, Mary, we need to talk more about the communication with Zena and helping her understand,
okay.
and then the flower essences.
Okay.
Okay. So
yeah.
Will you call me?
Yeah, I've got a busy week, so it's going to be toward the end of the week.
Okay. Just when you can, let's chat.
Okay.
Picture
so
yourself
much.
Grounded. Picture yourself grounded. Whatever you can do to picture yourself grounded, kind of like a bird landing, like a crow landing on the ground.
Okay.
Or go out and walk around in
grounded.
Your grass and bare feet.
Mm-hmm. Stay grounded.
Okay.
Stay grounded. This is a moment.
Okay.
It's not the end of the world. It's the moment.
And remember, and if you don't know, if you don't follow astrology, Mercury's in retrograde right now, and that really messes up the detail with communication.
Well,
and we got
that.
This conjunction going on,
yep.
too.
Conjunction, yes.
Yep. So it's we got
huge.
All kinds of stuff going on. But anyway, you and I need to talk more, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Blessings.
Alrighty.
Thank you, Natasha. Thank you, Martha.
You're more than welcome. Hopefully that helps.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mary, and we'll talk soon. Thanks for calling the Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. And so we are a little behind here. We need to catch up with our advertisers, and then I think we're going to Bellingham, aren't we, Nathan?
Yes, we All are, right, my so- studious grounds.
All right, so we're going to take care of advertisers, and then we're going back to Nathan's college town. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150, raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You can check him out. He's our neuroenergetic balancer and Rasmussen reset guy. Check out his website, healingministryforanimals.com. You can also find him on YouTube. Nels Rasmussen is his new YouTube channel, and you can see all kinds of phenomenal before and after video sequences of the animals he works with and the incredible healing that takes place. He always does a free telephone evaluation. So if you'd like to chat with Dr. Nels about yourself or your animal friends, go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, and then say, oh, you heard about him on the show, or you'd like to talk to him about your animal friends. Anyway, he will arrange a phone call. And of course, he's in the studio with his sister, second Sunday of every month. Excuse me for... Oh, goodness. Free remote treatments. Healingministryforanimals.com. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. I think we are all caught up. And now we are going to head up to Bellingham and, which apparently was stomping grounds for a younger Nathan for a while. But I don't think he ran into Deborah while he was up there. Anyway, Deborah, welcome to Animal World.
Well, if
you're
we
live
did, she definitely would have seen me.
So nice to hear you from you again. I don't know if you remember me. I met you when you were with Sandy many moons ago.
Oh, boy, that's been a long time. Sandy was... She was our original call screener.
Right, right.
And she was with the show for like 15 years or something.
Right. So it's been a few years. You helped.
But it's been almost that long since she hasn't. It's been almost 15 years, I think, since she hasn't been with us. So boy, that goes way back.
Way back, Como days, and then beyond.
Yeah, because I started on KVI and then Como, and for about 8 years or 10 years, something like that. Then we moved here. But anyway, nice to chat with you, Deborah. What can I help you with? Or
well,
Natasha?
We have just, in the last 6 weeks, been chosen by Tigre to bring him into our home. It's our first cat in almost 3 years. We had Solomon for 20, and he passed, and he just He chose us. We went to the Humane Society, and he's assimilated wonderfully well. He's a big cat, very active. He's a Zoomer. He's
and you said his name is TJ?
Tigray, T-I-G-R-E, like Spanish for tiger.
Tigray, okay, Tigray. And what color is Tigray?
Well, it depends on the light. He's got gold and he's got tabby, but I think he might have some Abyssinian because his fur is kind of tufted. He's very tall, big ears, and very strong. And he's a beautiful animal, and he really came into our home very easily, but he's got a few challenges, and I'm just hoping to...
Okay, well, I wanted to get a good description to see, to make sure Natasha could get a good... Mm-hmm. You got a connection with him, Natasha?
Yeah.
Okay, so we know, and Natasha's connected. So, Deborah, tell us about him, and what do you need to know?
I need to know his past history. He was only 2.5 years old. He was with one girl for maybe 2 years, another girl for 4 months. And I just need to know if there's anything that will help him and us, you know, to make.
So what are you dealing with now that's an issue?
He's biting. He's overstimulated. He easily gets overstimulated, and I see that. So I just pet his head and his cheeks and his chin, because if I pet his body too much, his tail starts going like crazy, and then he'll start to bite. Mm-hmm. And then he'll stop, and then he'll give kisses. So it's like he's kind of convoluted about
that's his language. That's how he got attention. That's how he got, that's part of his communication to you about I need you, I want you, you are my, you, I need you to do something. So start asking him to communicate a different way. Bite, or or whatever that language is. And then what do you want? Show me what you want. Show me what you want.
Okay.
You know, and when he's just learned this for the last couple of years, that this is way. I'm getting that and I mean this with love, the girl that had her didn't know really what she had.
Mm-hmm.
And so she didn't know how to, you know, it's that idea of a certain, you get a certain animal because you think that it's cool, but then you really don't realize what you're asking for.
Okay.
And I mean this with love, because I mean,
so it's kind of like a mismatch, and
yeah, exactly.
The cat didn't get what it needed, and maybe got some bad info.
Yeah, exactly. So with that,
or bad patterning.
Yeah. So help him by explaining that this is not how we communicate.
Okay.
Keep it as positive as you can, you know, because, you know, the universe doesn't hear necessarily negative words. So it's that, but there is something stated about no bite, but it's the energy that you have. And it's that firmness of like a mother cat.
Okay.
No, this doesn't accept, this is not acceptable. And then what would you want? So if you notice that this bite, start watching the pattern of when the bite is happening, and what kind of communication is it that he wants you to stop doing it? Or does he want you to...
He gets overstimulated.
So then start...
I stop petting his body, then it seems to calm him down, or else it's if I go too long doing that without realizing, if he's laying on my lap and sleeping, and then he'll all of a sudden just, you know, kind of get the crazy in the eyes and then reach out.
Yeah, exactly. So start noticing the tellers. And then that's when, okay, I'm noticing that you're telling me earlier, and now I'm going to start noticing. So no bite. And so going into that, and it's just that retraining process that you're going to go through. Nels can help with that angst that he has. So if you call back in the second, that he can help with that angst. He's a hunter. So he's going to be, if you don't get out that angst of hunting, then you're going to start, that's part of his angst is that it's kind of like a dog that wants to run and you don't let him run.
Yeah, he runs through the house like crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So, so have him hunt also. So like stash food in places.
I didn't catch that.
Stash food, or like if you have a treat when he's doing zoomies, all of a sudden toss like a treat to where he has to stop, and oh, it's over there. So you get that hunting aspect out of the that energy is what I'm seeing. He's Do you let him outside?
No. We have he has window ledges with open windows and he's smelling the outside all the time.
Okay, that's good. That's good, because I was going to say a catio would be good for him too.
We were going to do that later after I got a leash and to take him out, you know, to be on the patio on the deck.
Yeah, I hear you. Everything in stages, right?
Okay. Well, I'm going to chime in because I've got a lot to say. A lot of what you're dealing with, Deborah, is pretty typical pattern for many cats.
Okay.
Big reason why they end up in shelters and so forth. And Natasha's touched on a lot of things that are really important in balancing this. But when they, the particular pattern I'm talking about is when he does this biting, because it is overstimulation, and it's a buildup of energy.
Okay.
Usually happens, you're petting him, and if you stay up by the head and the shoulders, you're okay. But when you go down and you get towards the base of the tail,
yep,
that's when it'll happen. Also, yep. If you happen to be on the other side, if you touch them on their bellies, that will also often trigger it.
He sleeps on the, wide open with his belly, and he lets me pet his belly and has no issues.
Okay, so yeah, and sometimes it can be either or. So it's that energy buildup at the base of the spine. Now, with some energy work, you can use it by a flat hand, taking it and just running it softly down his back and out his tail and then shake it off. But I don't know that he's ready for you to be able to do that yet. The things that – now, do you know about Jackson Galaxy?
I have one of his – I do know Jackson Galaxy,
Well, you need to know he is the best on the planet at feline or cat behavior therapy.
Okay,
I learn from him. He's better than me. But he has all the answers, and he deals with this stuff all the time.
Yes.
So he's got the show My Cat from Hell on Animal Planet. So you got to go there, and there he's done lots of shows on this exact pattern. And so you want to find some of those and look at that stuff. Now, Natasha's really right about the exercise and getting this guy hunting. Okay. Now, you need to do interactive play with him. And I call it flat catting. Okay. And I can't remember what Jackson calls it right now. But now I like my favorite toy is the bird.
Yep.
Okay, the wand, you know, with the bird on it. And Jackson makes a special one, too. You can get on. His website is jacksongalaxy.com.
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay. And so do you play with him with
a
bird?
I mean, I have a lot of throw toys, and we do have a laser light that we're using, but I haven't gotten a bird as yet.
All right, okay. So you can use the laser light. You go get a bird. And then you do not leave it out.
Right.
You hide it in a closet or somewhere. You get it out and play it and rarely let him catch it, but get him running and pouncing and jumping and all of that. And you play him until he lays down flat on the floor.
Okay.
And he's worn out. That's what I call flat catting.
Yeah.
Now, usually that's less than 5 minutes, but you're probably going to need to flat cat him 3 or 4 or 5 times a day, depending on his energy level for a while. So you want to do a lot of flat catting him. That'll get the energy out. Now, the other thing is that when you are petting him and touching him, if you feel, if you feel that energy starting to build, or you see it in his eyes like you described.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Natasha said no bite. But here's where I'm going to disagree, Natasha, because...
I know, it wasn't feeling right to me either, but I was trying to get out what I was knowing.
Because, see, cats are great communicators, and they get the pictures in your mind and feel what you're feeling. So if you say no bite, the problem is the pictures come in through the right brain. The right brain does not accept negatives, so don't and no statements do not transfer visually. So if you say to him, no bite, the picture he gets is bite.
Right.
So after some serious painful lessons, Natasha, what I learned
No, I know. I was like trying to figure out because I know.
Okay, so what you say, the phrase that works when you feel that energy, you say be gentle. Be gentle with your mom. Be gentle with me.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you, it like instantly shifts. And usually what they'll do is jump up and run away because they can't control that energy. All right. Now, then Natasha's also right about Dr. Nils, because he can start moving that out. You could contact him off the air and work with him through healingministryforanimals.com, or you can wait and call in the second Sunday of the month.
Okay.
And we'll have him do a reset on him with that.
Wonderful.
Then also go look at Jackson's website, jacksongalaxy.com, and look at his flower essences are the ones that I get the best consistent good reports on.
They're so like the rescue remedy, but his
right, but specific remedies for specific reasons.
Okay.
Now it's jacksongalaxy.com. He calls them holistic solutions, and that they're in the behavioral wellness section of his website.
Yeah, I did buy one for skin soother from him because he was having some issues with his skin. I noticed, and I think it was just from his being jumped around and his nerves. And it's he's much better with that.
Excellent. Good. Yeah, because his essences are really good. So let me, Natasha, let me. I'll read a few of these that pop out and see what jives. Well, bully solution, peacemaker, stress stopper. Safe space for cats, ultimate peacemaker, scaredy cat, let's see, obsession, skin smoother, Susa, that's what you got. Let's see,
happy,
quiet night, easy traveler, let's see, hyper helper, senior support, grouchy cat, I don't know about that one.
Mm-hmm. I kept looking at all of them, I couldn't figure out which one would be right. So that was
Now, go back to the very first two or three, four.
First one, bully solution?
No.
Peacemaker solution, stress stopper, safe space for cats.
Those two that were those two that go the stress stopper and the one right before that peacemaker.
Yep,
my body really calmed down.
Oh, okay. So the peacemaker and the stress stopper is what you liked, and
and then there's one more that's dealing with the stress or the peace. There's another title that felt good too.
Let's see. So there was peace, safe space for cats, stress stopper, ultimate peace, scaredy cat, obsession, skin, tummy.
No. So those two, those ones that I mentioned. But anyway,
I think that's good confirmation, Deborah, that Natasha felt the energy calm down.
Okay.
So you can read the reviews on those essences and pick the ones.
Yeah, the stress stopper and the peacemaker, I think, sound right now.
Yeah.
But communication, real important. But the phrase is be gentle. Be gentle with your mom.
I like that. Thank you. I was trying to find the right words.
That gets the right picture. And it's never failed me. It's amazing how quickly it works because it really does shift the energy. But the interactive toy for hunting, the laser toy is good, but get that to bird and flat cat that boy. Big time. And if you have an episode where you have to say be gentle because he was going to fire up, get out that toy and flat cat him. Get that energy out.
Okay.
Then we need Dr. Nils to kind of unblock.
Okay.
The build up there. Does that make sense?
I will be calling back.
And Jackson Galaxy is on YouTube.
Right.
Yeah, there's YouTube stuff and there's the stuff on Facebook and they are running his shows again from time to time on Animal Planet, and they just get better and better.
I know. Yeah, I love him.
Now, so then I expect to hear back from you, Deborah, the second Sunday of May for Dr. Nils. Okay. Which you can do even if you work with him off the air. And then I want you to check back a month from now, the third Sunday of May, so we can have Natasha tune in and see how successful you're being.
Wonderful.
Okay.
So
we'll have her check the energy again. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And you're becoming a new mom with cutting the old old patterns out. And there was an angst that the other mama had, and so with that, you being calmer and more grounded will be more helpful for him. He's looking for that groundedness. Cats can be grounded, but he hasn't quite moved into his groundedness. So you being grounded, if you know how to do that, that would be good. So when you're sitting with him and he starts amping up, the more you can get down into your body, the better he will be.
Understood.
Okay.
And the other thing I just thought of, Deborah, is that if you are petting him, one of the mistakes that people make is when they start to petting, when they start to go into that energy and either start to turn on you or you can feel it coming, most people panic and pull their hand away really fast.
Yeah.
Oh, that triggers that, you know, pounce instinct. Mm-hmm. And that'll get, so what you have to train yourself to do, I've gotten very good at this over the years. So you can train yourself to override that instinct to pull your hand away. And when you're petting, when you start the, you must absolutely, when you feel it coming, you freeze.
Yep.
And you hold still as you say, be gentle. Be gentle with your mom. Okay. And it will shift it instantly. But remember, you have to freeze and not move anymore. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because that makes a huge difference.
And if you look at a mom cat, what does she do when a kitten is doing wrong? She puts her paw on them and she does some correction.
Smashes them down.
Yeah, exactly. She smashes them down. So those instincts are good for remembering so that when we are reshifting an animal back to their natural knowings, that we do more like mom does.
Okay.
Okay.
Makes sense. I think you got a lot of good stuff, Deborah, to work on this.
I do. Okay. He's a great cat. We just need to work together on it. That's all.
Exactly.
Now, you can call me or Natasha off the air. We'll also expect to hear you next month. And as long as before we let you go, Deborah, and Natasha, we haven't, I don't think. Let's make sure that Deborah has your contact information and anyone else that's listening. It's Natasha Venter. And her website now is intuitiveclarifications.com.
Intuitive. That's on your link too. That's probably there, right?
Yeah, intuitiveclarifications.com. And I got it. I got to check that because I'm going to have to see what's up on the Animal World website, Natasha, because I didn't have her on to change anything. We might have to change because you know what? You went from
angelic. And actually, you can put in both. And
intuitiveclarifications.com.
Right, but it's just recently been changed now to Intuitive Clarifications, but angelicclarifications.com still works.
Okay.
And then you can call her directly at 360-770-7486.
Got it.
360-770-7486. Got
it.
All right.
Wonderful, ladies.
Anything else
great,
you need to know from me or
You're
Natasha right now?
Pardon?
Anything else you need to know from me or Natasha right now?
I don't think so. This is a great start, and I'm very thankful. It's just, you know, he's so different than my Solomon. Solomon was just laid back, Maine Coon, and this guy is just so totally opposite, but love him to pieces and want
he's
him to
a,
be in our
Yeah, world. If you kind of go with it, I see you, like if you have like a little piece of chicken that you throw it where, or something that you throw when he's running, that you throw it so it's like a mouse that's running, you know, that he's running through, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's something out of the corner of his eye. Doing those little things can keep that instinctual wanting to hunt. Also, the bird is really good, but there's something about him running, and then once in a while, like maybe once a month or twice a month, just throw something that he catches out of the corner of his eye that he goes, what was that?
So well, I'm getting that in my mind. I'm getting, you know, they make a lot of really good freeze-dried treats.
Yeah, he's
you know, like freeze-dried
guy,
chicken.
He's not done any treats. He turns his head, but freeze-dried. Oh.
Yeah, but yeah, well, but if you like a piece of chicken, or even like if he has like a favorite mousie or something that he really likes, that you keep up, and then when once in a while you just say, oh,
throw
there it.
It
is, yeah, and you throw it.
Okay.
As another tactic to keep his mind interested, so it's not always the same thing.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Yep. I just realized that we're behind schedule here. We haven't taken care of our last
I appreciate
set.
All your extra time, ladies. Thank you so
you're
very
much. You're more than welcome.
You're welcome, Deborah. We'll look forward to hearing from you again, either off the air or you check in next month, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you again.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World. All righty. Let's lickety-split take care of our advertisers before we run out of time. And Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and golly, thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard, gosh, did you hear Natasha's new ad? We needed to change it up because of the change to Intuitive Clarifications, and boy, doesn't she sound wonderful?
I love it.
Yeah, I really like that. So, and at any rate, you know that Natasha is, you can check her out on her website, intuitiveclarifications.com, and she is available for private readings. I think the best way to schedule readings, Natasha, is it through your website or to just call you?
You can do it either through my website or calling me. It's really up to the better place for anybody because not everybody has Wi-Fi and that kind of thing. But one thing that's nice about going through my website is that there is a calendar on there that you can find your time that works for you instead of going back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth. So,
oh, okay, that makes sense. So you can schedule the website at intuitiveclarifications.com, or you can just call her at 360-770-7486. Now, Natasha, are you still doing your podcasts at 4 o'clock on Wednesdays?
I am doing that. I am live Wednesdays at 4 o'clock Pacific time on YouTube and Facebook and also on X. But more, if you can find me on my YouTube channel, and I'm so excited. I have changed up my YouTube channel because I have over 800 videos on my YouTube channel.
Wow.
And so I have changed up my playlist. So that, like, if you're one that is working through grief, there's a playlist that helps you through grief. If you're looking for help, support through your spiritual awakening, that there are some videos that I've flowed into that. And it's still in the works. I'm still in the process of changing it up. And there's some playlists that are kind of being a little wonky. But I've been
you're
very,
working on all of that.
I'm working on it. And it's been very helpful to have it into different groups. So if you want to find me, but if you want to go to all my lives, you go to that playlist or you go to that tab and that shows all my lives. If you want to see videos, go to that video. I also have many on my community page. I have a lot of the video or the a lot of the other shows that I've been on. So I have a lot of different podcasts that I've been on. So you can find those either on my website or on my YouTube channel.
All right. So, and the YouTube channel is Natasha IC.
Natasha Venter IC.
Natasha Venter IC for intuitive clarifications. You know, the letter I and C. Natasha Venter IC will get you to the YouTube channel. And it's live at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays?
On Wednesdays, yes.
Okay. All right.
It is live. And I'm looking to getting some guests on that I may have to record. So either way, it will be shown at that time. 4 o'clock Pacific time.
Wonderful. All righty. And then we know our wonderful premier sound healer, the Pacific Northwest, Jude Ponton, has the Whispering Dragon Center in her home now in Shoreline, and it's great location, easy access, and lots of parking. And she can work with you in the healing room, healing chamber with the gongs and the chimes and acutonic forks and so forth. And oh my gosh, she just is one of the most gifted healers I know. And sound energy is incredibly powerful. And I just had a great session with her on Friday, and I was just so out of balance. I needed a lot of work. But she got me all back in alignment. And she can work with you in person or remotely. Check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give her a call, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. And I'll let you know that I'm an canine behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dogs and solve problems. And business is really slow right now, so I could really use your help. If you know anybody that's got problems with their dogs, let them know. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. And usually I only have to see them once to get all that crazy stuff under control and a good plan moving forward. And guess what? Once I see folks, I give you a free unlimited telephone evaluation, which is why I could talk to Mary, you know, earlier in the hour and say, call me. And she doesn't have to pay me for that. I saw her and she paid me for the session we did, but now she can call me and I'll talk to her for free anytime. And I'll do that for anyone else I work with in person. So tell them I always do the free telephone evaluation and give me a call at 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Well, go look at that, Natasha. We've talked our way through another hour of Animal World, but we've got another full hour to go. Plenty of time to take more phone calls. Now, yes, I do have the animal mystery of the century for me. Man, do I have a story to tell you all, and I can't wait to see what Natasha has to say. But this is the most baffling mystery I think I've had here. Around here. Anyway, so I can't wait to tell you about that and some other things, but phone lines are open and we would love to hear from you. All you got to do is pick up your phone and get in the queue, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. And email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty, so we are wrapping up hour number two, and that means we're firing up the love train one more time. And remember, dancing is required. This is what gets us up, gets us, our juices flowing and some exercise in, but also gives us a chance to send love all over the planet. And you know, we really need that now. We got wars everywhere, a lot of the places, and we really need to send the love around. So dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or get up and join the love train with us. I'll come through and cruise through and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer to give us extra energy for the day and the weekend. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in me forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.